We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I've ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. Oh, he was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. Fries it up in a pan. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide how am I going to do this.
Welcome back to the show.
I got a message from a friend.
Coast around the world on American Forces Radio Network.
There's this foundation called Tunnel Towers.
Get heard.
And they said
we do know
on TV that they're going to pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
We will have Travis
by giving
Hunter,
$11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
I mean, Cam Ward is a great story.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas so, Radio Network.
Touchdown passes 36. He threw for over 4,100 yards. And he, of course, captained the Miami offense that almost made the playoffs. For some reason, John Gabriel kid out of Hawaii, he's over 3,500 yards.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
I'm not a Colorado fan, but I think you have to give it a try.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
I have the voice of Army coming up, Rich DeMarco, in about half an hour. On the other side, though, maybe Chuck or Carmine Marino or whoever, we'll talk to them from the wagering and comedian Sam Wild.
And a good morning to everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this almost Friday, Thursday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at studio station at the South Point Studios at South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard and the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show this morning from a very cold gaming capital of the world. Right now it's 33 degrees outside.
Welcome to Cricket
Nation. 33 degrees. I know it's colder in a lot of other places, but it's 33 degrees out. Yeah, we got below freezing overnight, and we're only going to get up to 56 degrees today. This is the parameters for the rest of the weekend, in case you're wanting to come up and join us, especially for the final weekend of the National Finals Rodeo, where all the cowboys and everything is just what a, it's just electric right now here in town with the cowboys and the National Finals Rodeo. But if you're planning on coming up here to visit us for the weekend, dress accordingly. It's going to be in the mid to low 30s overnight, and the mid to the high 50s in the daytime. We might get a 60, 61 degree somewhere in there. But it's always fast, firm, and comfortable and perfect in the race books and the sports books here, especially at the South Point. So we welcome you to the show from the South Point. And of course, our local radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, getting the play-by-play of the Rams game tonight. It's a free It'll be on the Rams. The Rams game will be on Sports Talk 1400 tonight, just in case you're out and about this evening with the Thursday night football game between the Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. It ought to be a good barn burner there. We'll wait and see how Rich Ang sees that game tonight, as well as a pick. Rich has got a pick from an unusual track here, so we'll wait and see about that. And you can be and of course, we want to welcome all of you listening on all the other platforms that include our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and the Google phone with your apps. You can get your KSHP app to listen to us through the radio station and, of course, the YouTube app to watch and listen to us on the South Point Streaming Network on that app on your devices and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So welcome to the show. On a cold day here in Las Vegas. This it's supposed to be this way when you're it's the 12th of December. Realize it's less than 2 weeks now until Christmas. Wow. They have that big Cowboy Christmas retail show also here in Las Vegas, the convention center. They got a whole bunch of they got a big thing going on here, the Cowboy shopping thing going on here at the South Point complex near where the arena is at. You know, we do have a big arena here as well, so I want to make sure you understand, and you want to stop here for a little bit of Christmas shopping before that, you just go ahead and do it, but we'll just let you get a hold of that. Anyhow, a lot going on this weekend. We got Kentucky Derby leaderboard points for two races this weekend. I know it's for two-year-olds, but you know, three-year-olds, there'll be three-year-olds in a couple of weeks on the first day of the new year. We've got the Remington Park, the Remington Springboard Stakes for two-year-olds. That'll happen tomorrow night, and that holds 10 points in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. And the Los Alamitos Futurity at Los Alamitos on Saturday, which also holds 10 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. All I can tell you is Bob Baffert's got the Los Al Futurity surrounded. He has for years. I mean, he's won this thing a gargantuan amount of times. And he's got a couple of entries in this year. We're going to get to that race because they did enter for that race. We'll get to that race a little bit later on the show. And, of course, take a look at the Remington Springboard. They got a full field of 12 there. They got a full field of 12 in the Remington Springboard at Remington Park. And Doug O'Neill sent out a horse from Southern California there. I'm waiting to see how that horse may perform. And certainly Bob Baffert. I do believe the Los Al Futurity is a short, I think, at five or six horses, and then Baffert has a couple of runners in there, so we'll wait and see about that. All right, so it's, you know, you got the weather as far as it is here. Now, you know that all of the, all that stormy action and all that going through the Northeast, well, it seems to be clearing up now as far as the actual snow and rain that's going on there. But there's a big front coming through in the Northwest now, that is getting through Oregon and Washington and Northern California and Northern Nevada. Now, when it gets to Northern California and Northern Nevada, especially in the mountain range, that's not going to be rain. It's going to be snow. So up there in Reno, they're going to have a good time up there with snow there. We ought to be able to escape that down here because there's a high-pressure system starting to develop under the southern part of both Nevada and California. We'll wait and see about the weather, though, coming this weekend at Los Alamitos, and wait and see if that rainstorm that's going through Central and Northern California right now makes its way that far down south. We'll wait and see about that. Otherwise, the rest of the country is pretty well clear. We do understand that Pleasanton Racecourse, the Pleasanton Racing going on now in Northern California, they're going to cancel their Saturday card. Not today, not tomorrow, but their Saturday card, and they're going to take that card and switch it to Sunday. So actually, the Sunday card is going to be canceled completely, but the Saturday card is going to be moved from Saturday to Sunday.
Browns are only
because they're predicting a lot of rain, rain in that area for Saturday. So they've already made that decision that they're going to run that Saturday card on Sunday at Pleasanton. No racing on Saturday at Pleasanton. That card will be moved to Sunday. Good news for Turf Paradise. Turf Paradise has been granted a second 45-day meet from the Arizona Racing Commission. Now, remember when they started, remember they were supposed to start, and then ISA and the Arizona Commission said, no, it was unsafe. They had to do some safety things there. Well, they did that, but they gave them a 45-day period license so far. So now they renewed another 45 days. So now the second 45-day renewal extension will go through the 26th of January. Now, they are scheduled, the racing is scheduled at Turf Paradise to go right through Kentucky Derby weekend, which is May 3rd. But for now, that 45 extra days they got extended to their meet will take them only to January 26th. We'll wait and see if they get another extension then. But they did say that they have to get new water trucks because the water trucks that are watering the racetrack are just too bad. They're just not, they're just old and worn out. So they're renting three water trucks for the racetrack while they go through some of the growing pains and expenses there at Turf Paradise. But the new extension is going to take them through the 26th of January. So racing will continue at Turf Paradise through the holiday season and the weeks in the first month of next year. Canadian jockey Justin Stein has retired. He retired yesterday, made that announcement. He has ridden for 19 years. He was a 19-year rider, and he wants to be a steward now. He's going to go to training to be a steward. Canadian jockey Justin Stein retired. Remember, he had a spill out on November 22nd at Woodbine. Remember that there were several horses that went down, et cetera, and a big spill. He was one of them. And he sustained three vertebrae fractures. So in lieu of that, he decided to hang it up and retire. 19 years riding, Justin Stein retires from 1,440 victories in his career, and his horses have earned over $64.5 million. So congratulations to Justin Stein. Hopefully he'll get a nice job as a steward on his retirement there. Japan. As the Kentucky Derby points leader right now in Japan is a filly. She won the series race down there with the Derby points down in Japan series race, but a filly beat the boys. And so that filly, Myriad Love is now the leading Kentucky Derby point getter from Japan. Won that series the other day. As far as the Arizona Symposium, that thing is going on. I believe that it's probably wound up by now. But the Arizona Symposium, that big racing symposium in Arizona, they had a panel there suggesting some things in racing. And now Jonathan Hardoon's going to be laughing about this. But this is what they came up with. They said, lower the takeout. Wow. No kidding. And they said, you got to lower the takeout because of that CAW action. Computer-assisted wagering. And they're also talking about fixed odds wagering for people who understand and are comfortable with sports wagering. You know, the sports wagering where when you make the wager on whatever team it is, you get locked in that point spread and those odds. Well, they feel that maybe a lot of the sports players would be more comfortable playing the races with fixed odds. In other words, when they go to the window, whether it be 10 minutes to post time, 20 minutes, or 2 minutes to post time, whatever the odds are that they show as fixed odds, when you make the bet, will lock in those odds for you. That may account for a lot of players who get upset with the CAWs coming in the last minute and knocking down a horse from maybe 5-2 to 4-5. So they were talking very much about that as well. So at least they're talking about these things again, how they implement them, when they implement them, and the time period it takes to implement them. You might want to time that with a hourglass. But in any case, those are the things they were talking about as if we didn't know when we were talking about them. The customer's been talking about them for years. Anyhow, that's good news. All right, so we're going to go to our first break, and then when we come back, we have Jonathan Ardoon standing by. We'll take a look at the Remington, those two Derby points-getting races, as well with whatever races he wants to go over and the picks for today. And then, of course, got Rich Eng coming by. He's going to have a pick in a horse race for us today. He's got a race pick. And we want to find, I want to find out what he likes tonight between Frisco and the Rams. And then, of course, we'll get John Lindo reporting in from Southern California. And Jerry Jackowitz with Aqueduct running today. We'll have a play or two from Jerry at Aqueduct. So, and, of course, your racing menu. So don't go away. We're just getting started. Get that hot cocoa and that hot coffee going and join us on the YouTube, you know, our YouTube place there, the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. Hit Race Day, get involved, and start chatting on the chat box. And if you don't know about that, just go there, subscribe, it's free, and then start chatting. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, you know what the temperature is like here. You know that the weather we already gave you at the top of the show. But the temperatures, okay, here, get jealous. 74 degrees in Miami, going to be 74 today. Phoenix, Arizona will be 74. Los Angeles will be 61. No racing there in Southern California today, but 61 degrees there. And then, of course, you know, we're at 56 degrees. San Francisco is going to be the same temperature that we're going to top off at. It's 56. Wow. Kansas City, 37. Chicago, 17 degrees. And New York, you're only going to get up to 40 degrees today. And they say it's going to be windy there in New York. So we'll wait and see about that and the weather conditions as well at Aqueduct. So without any further ado, let's get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook. Simulcast centers, racetracks around the country, reminding you as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times rolling out on our Racebooks. Otherwise, if you're listening anywhere else on any other platform you have and you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it from wherever you're at, tweak it up. Adjust to it so you don't miss anything like I'm smiling down, okay? First post times, Pacific. All right, we begin with the big A, Aqueduct in New York. First post time is at 9:10 Pacific time today. And right now they say it's going to be 39 degrees at post time. It'll be sunny, but it'll be windy. And the track is labeled muddy from all of that, you know, stuff that went through there already. So you're going to have the track condition starting off as muddy. And with 39 degrees sunny and windy, it's going to be a while before it really dries out, but those are the conditions right now at the Big A at Aqueduct, and a first post time of 9:10 at Aqueduct today. Gulfstream Park, well, you heard the weather predictions there in Miami, so going to be great there at Gulfstream today. 9 races. First post time is at 9:20. 9:20. First post at Gulfstream today. They've got a pick six rainbow jackpot carryover, $222,677. $222,677. Pick six jackpot carryover today at Gulfstream in the first post time of 9:20 for their 9 races. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has 8 races today, and Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a first post time of 9:45. Small pick six jackpot carryover of $9,707. 8 races, first post time 9:45. Fairgrounds, Nolens. The Fairgrounds has a regular pick six carryover, not a jackpot, a regular pick six carryover of $1,819. They have 10 races. Their first post time is 10:45 at the Fairgrounds today. Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. Pick six jackpot carryover there, $34,169. 8 races today. First 2 races will be quarter horse races for maidens. Races 3 through 8 will be thoroughbreds, and you have 1 thoroughbred stakes race. That's the 4th on the card. First post time at Turf Paradise with a pick six jackpot carryover of $34,169 today at Turf Paradise. Their first post time is 11:40 at Turf Paradise today. Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine has a carryover in their Super High 5 jackpot. Their Super High 5 jackpot carryover, $51,062. 9 races today at Woodbine. They also have a pick six jackpot carryover of $5,450. Their first post time is 1:50 for their 9 race card at Woodbine. Delta Downs kicks in with 8 races. Their first post time at Delta is at 2:50. And then we get to Turfway Park. Turfway Park on the synthetic racetrack. Of course, Turfway is going to have that synthetic championship series of races on Saturday. They've got 9 races today, and I can tell you there is no shortage of horses at Turfway Park. There are full fields in all 9 races. Their first post time is 2:55. Their Super High 5, a regular Super High 5 carryover there, is $21,696. That's their Super High 5 carryover at Turfway Park. Again, their carryover for the Super High 5 is at $21,696. They also have a pick six jackpot carryover of $12,210 and a first post time of 2:55. Penn National is next. Penn National has 7 races today. Penn Nat's first post time is at 3:15. Charlestown races has a pick six jackpot carryover of $114,934. Yeah, pick six jackpot carryover at Charlestown. First post time for 9 races, 4 p.m. And then we wrap it up with Remington Park. Remington Park has 9 races, and their first post time is at 4:30 at Remington. All right, that's the racing menu for today on your Almost Friday Thursday. Now we're going to go out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, man. It's just a little cold here, but you're used to that cold stuff there. You're probably.
Don't complain about cold. Do me a favor. I don't want to hear you
complain about cold. Hey, well, what is the temperature right now there?
It's in the 30s.
It's in
but
the
30s. It's colder than this.
All right, yeah. In the 30s. Well, it was...
In the 30s with the wind. In the 30s with wind, which makes it like below.
Oh, okay. I stand. Okay. All right. I'm going to stop right there because I know what the wind chill is like when it gets here and it's low. So, but it was less than... It was below freezing overnight in my place. So it's just that way.
There
it's
you go.
That way, yeah. So what can I tell you? Anyhow, unlike being physically at the racetrack and watching the races here in the race book at the South Point, it's always comfortable and perfect, so we don't have to worry about that. All right, Big A today. We're going to have a muddy racetrack, and like you said, cold and windy. That's not going to dry off the track that fast when it's that cold, is it?
It depends, I guess, so how windy it is and which way the wind is blowing and how much water. I'll tell you one thing, Ralph. It rained 24 hours straight. It ended like about 3 this morning, but it just came down in buckets. So I think the track is going to be worse than muddy. I think it's going to be more towards sloppy. But I'm sure they're working it, they're harrowing it, they're trying to get the water out of it. But it's going to be what?
Let me ask you this. I know that you don't do Turfway Park as a track that you do for your clients. Has any one of your clients asked, though, for that synthetic championship race, those races?
No, they know not to ask. I don't reply.
Right. Okay. So we're not going to even go into that come Saturday, okay? We'll leave that for whoever else wants to do this. But I like the fact that they're actually having a synthetic championship of races, you know, stakes races. Because
it's a great idea. Yeah. Anything to promote the game, why not? Yeah. And believe me, it is very challenging. Turfway Park, I don't do it because it's too hard. Yeah. I admit, if there's a track I think I can't beat, well, I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to knock my head against the wall when you have so many other options, you know. So.
Yeah, it's like investing in the stock market. If you don't like one stock, you go another one. But
you know your expertise, so stick to what you know.
Yeah, my expertise is not to play the stock market. That's mine. All right, so we get back to Aqueduct and Remington, and of course Los Alamitos. I know that we're going to go over the Remington springboard tomorrow to get an actual pick. But it was nice to see that there are 12 horses entered in that race at Remington Park. And it's really unusual. Well, not so much unusual, but really it kind of raised an eyebrow when I saw Doug O'Neill sending Dr. Reuben M. over there for a chance at some Derby points.
Well, he's been extremely successful shipping horses, you know, to these remote, smaller tracks on big stake races. He shipped that horse, another horse, a couple of weeks ago to New Mexico, that one. He's had a lot of success doing it, so why not continue? By the way, there are five stake races there, races 7 through 11 tomorrow, and we will be going over it on the show, so I'll have all those races ready for you.
And that's tomorrow, Friday. Do you subscribe to the fact? Although I can tell you, the morning line favorite, I think, in the race is like 7-2. Wow.
Yeah. It's a full field, Ralph. You got 12 horses. They're lightly raced horses. You know, you got one number horses that just broke their maiden, and they're going right into this stake. So. Lightly raced horses, not always easy to handicap, but we'll do the best we can.
And, you know, the purse value is pretty good there for Remington, $300,000 and 10 points for the Kentucky Derby, points leaderboard. So I guess if you have a horse that maybe you think can fit into that, why not do it? And there's a full field of 12, you're right. It'll be an interesting day, and it's certainly a kind of a fun day having a big stakes race day at a racetrack that's not on Saturday. So we'll get into that tomorrow. But I do wanted to get into the Los Alamitos Futurity. It's the 42nd running of this race. Of course, it used to be, I think, the Hollywood Futurity or something years ago when it was at Hollywood Park. It's a great two, $200,000 up for grabs there. Unlike Remington Park, there's a small field of 5 in the race, and 3 of the 5 are trained by Bob Baffert,
who is lucky. The last time, I think there were 4 Bafferts and a Yachtine, and Yachtine beat him, if you remember. We saw a race like this at Del Mar during the summer, or the last meet, I guess. And Baffert had 4 of the 5 horses, if you recall, and Yachtine won the race. So.
I can tell you this, that the Baffert horses will break from post 1, 2, and 3. So they're all going to be next to each other. But 2 of the horses are horses that have some recognition because of running in the I believe the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Gaming will break from post 1. Flavian Pratt is coming out to Los Alamitos to ride Gaming for Bob Baffert. You think that maybe he wants to try to get inside track on this horse in case he gets the first Saturday in May?
Well, he rode the horse in the Del Mar Futurity 2 starts back, if you recall. Yep. And last time out, I think he opted for the Chad Brown horse in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Mm-hmm. Now he's back on the Baffert horse, so obviously he knows what he's doing. I'm surprised with all the racing on Saturday he's going to end up back in SoCal at Los Al, but why not?
Well, and you know, first of all, I think he...
Oh, it's a graded stake too, Ralph.
He wants to break the record. He's now tied with the record with Jerry Bailey, but it is a grade 2, so I'm sure he's trying to break that graded stakes record. And he may very well do so there. But
we thought he was going to do it at Santa Anita. If you remember, we were talking about it with Christmas Malibu, day after Christmas, all those stake races. I think they had five of them that he would be out there riding, and that would be the day he did it. But he's probably going to do it on Saturday now that you pointed it out.
Well, not so fast because, you know, Baffert's got getaway car in that race as well with Juan Hernandez. And Juan Hernandez's record at Los Alamitos when he shows up to ride there is unbelievable. I think he's lost one race in 2 years there when he does show up on his limited. And, of course, most of the time he's riding Baffert's horses anyhow. But he gets a getaway car. And then between them, getaway cars post three. And between them, the two horses, Mellencamp, which is the newest of the recognizable two-year-olds of the three that Baffert's running in the race. He's an offspring of Constitution. And Kazuchi Kamara.
He's also a maiden running against winners. So.
Yeah, and Kazuchi Kamara's got them out there. And Kamara's one of the go-to riders for Baffert as well. But we'll wait and see about that. And, of course, I guess Mike McCarthy and Doug O'Neill are going to be the only two to put horses in that race. By the way, Doug O'Neill's got Rank in there, which is a kind of a nice horse. He's a maiden too, but he's a nice nice little animal there by Honor AP. We'll wait and see about that. Well, what about today's racing? We got some stuff going on here today.
Yeah, we got a race at Aqueduct and a race at Gulfstream. Let's look at Aqueduct and look at the eighth race. And full disclosure, Ralph, I own the horse that I'm giving out, and I'm giving him out because I really like him, and I'm driving all the way down to Aqueduct today to be in the winner's circle. So, eighth race today, number seven, Mama's Gold, a four-year-old colt from the Jimmy Ferraro barn. This horse is getting real good now. He loves moisture in the track. Rajim Marab board to ride. Number seven, Mama's Gold, wins today's eighth race out at Aqueduct.
Now, you said Rajiv, and we know his brother Romeo is all
Romero. Yeah.
Which one?
Right.
Which one is it?
It's Romero. Romero, my mistake. I'm sorry.
So it's Romero, Marat, because Marat is, Rajiv is back, but I think he's riding at Gulfstream, isn't he?
He is riding at Gulfstream. He had his first win last Sunday, I believe, in his eighth start back for his uncle. And he was in, if you recall, he worked the Fox horse racing shows from Saratoga all summer.
Yeah.
He did a great job, and he missed riding so much, he went back to it.
Yeah, so he's at Gulfstream, but his brother, Romeo.
No, not a brother, cousin. Cousin, I think it's a cousin.
His relative with the same last name. How about that?
Perfect. Well done.
It was Romero Marat, correct?
Correct.
You ought to know, you should know the guy who's going to be on the back of the horse that you own. That's all I'm saying.
He won on him last time, too. So,
okay,
yes,
all right. So that's the eighth race today. Owned and picked by Jonathan Ardoon, number seven, Mama's Gold. Getting the gold today in the eighth race at Aqueduct, and we want a big smile from you, Jonathan. Want a big smile from you in the winner's circle. As a matter of fact, take a sign and say, "You can hear me on race day."
Well, Las Vegas.
Yeah, right. In any case, are we going to Gulfstream with another one?
We are. We're going to look at the seventh race today, seven furlongs on the main track, and I like the number one horse in here. You're My Style. That's like Italian. You're my style.
That's Italiano. It's Italian. You're my style.
Right. Miguel Vasquez aboard for David Fawkes. Throw out the last two races on synthetic back to the main track today where he's run well in the past. Number one, You're My Style wins today's seventh race at Gulfstream Park.
All right. Seventh race, the one horse we say, bada bing, the one horse. In the seventh race at Gulfstream Park is your pick. Jonathan, I want to wish you all the luck in the world and your horse today. But more importantly, I want the horse and the jockeys to get around there nice and safe and sound.
Amen. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Wait, real quick. You have full sheets at Aqueduct and Gulfstream today, right?
JONHARDOON.com. Right. Thank you, Ralph.
All right. Go get them. Bye. All right, we'll be right back with Rich Eng, so don't go away. And chat away if you want to on the chat box here on YouTube, streaming the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube.
Tunnel Stowers helped so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas on a chilly, It's cold. It's on a cold morning here in Las Vegas. Let's get out to Rich Eng, who is appropriately dressed for the temperatures outside. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Yep. It's cold out there, Richie, isn't it?
It really is. And typically after the show, I walk my dogs, Ralph, and I'm going to be bundled up pretty good.
I'll bet you. You better wear a nice cap, too, is to keep your head warm.
Yep.
All right, anyhow, tonight, finally a game that I think is going to be really neat. It's the San Francisco 49ers hosting the Los Angeles Rams. That is a new stadium, but it's an outdoor stadium, and I know there's been a lot of weather going on in Northern California. I'm wondering how the conditions might be for the game tonight.
You know what? In all candor, I did not check the weather forecast, so I'm not 100% sure what the playing conditions are going to be like. I do know that from the games that these two teams played last week, the Los Angeles Rams had an unbelievable knockout, drag-out war with the Buffalo Bills, which they eventually won 44-42, and the San Francisco 49ers just toyed with the Chicago Bears and one going away. In fact, in the first half, Ralph, the 49ers had something like 320 yards of total offense, and the Bears had four. So they just demolished the Bears. With that in mind, I like San Francisco. I checked last night when I sent my picks in for the South Point. They have San Francisco at -2.5, but I do know there are some threes out there. So similar to last week's game, where you shop for price. If you like the Rams, make sure you find a three. If you like the 49ers, find the 2.5 here at the South Point.
Yeah, if you like the 49ers, you play right now here at the South Point at 2.5. The over-under total there is, I thought it, with these two teams and the way they played last week and such high-octane offenses when they're hitting, the over-under might be over 50, maybe 50, 51. But I understand the over-under is right around 48, and that might be due to what they believe the weather conditions might be. I know that looking at the weather map right now, there is rain, a lot of rain going through the Northern California area where the stadium might be. So we'll wait and see about that. But nevertheless, if the conditions on the field are good, this ought to be a good tussle tonight.
Yeah, the two quarterbacks are really top shelf. Matthew Stafford for the Rams and Brock Purdy for the 49ers. And even though both teams have suffered some injuries, I know the Rams for a while had Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua out, but they're back and they're playing out of their minds, and Stafford's laying the ball right on them. And as far as the 49ers, they're down to like their fourth running back, but they continue to run the football with great success, Ralph. So I'm not even sure which running back's going to come out with the practice squad. But Purdy just hands the ball off, and they keep picking up 5, 6, 7 yards.
Well, you know, there is, no matter how good these running backs are, there is a drop-off when you don't have McCaffrey in there, because McCaffrey can get those yardage, and then when he's hit, drag people another 5 yards as well. So we'll wait and see about that. It'll be a good contest. So you like the home team, San Francisco, -2.5, if you can get it, and you can get it right now here, with the mythical equation of home teams having a 3-point advantage in the point spread. It means that they think that the Rams are maybe like a half a point favorite.
Well, you know, there are some threes out there. And the thing is, these two teams are in the same division, the Western Division of the NFC. And it is really tight. You got Seattle, you got the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, they're battling it out. And most likely the team that makes the playoffs will be who wins the division. And they won't be able to get a wild card team out of that out of the West. So every game is a playoff game at this point for the teams in the Western Division.
Well, when you play a team within your own division, a win is almost equating to 2 wins, because the other team has a loss too, while you have the win in the division. So it's going to be there's a lot of beans on the table here for this one. That's for sure. All right. Well, we expect a good game to be tonight on for the Thursday night football, and maybe we can get a little money to bet the game a little bit later on with a pick from you on the races today. I think your horse got scratched yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a scratch, and today we'll go to Fairgrounds race number 9, Ralph. Scheduled to be a 1/16 on the turf course, field of 6. I like the number 5, Fine Finish. This is Brett Calhoun with Jose Ortiz riding. This horse has run very well in all 3 starts. For me, it's either turf or dirt, because this horse broke the maiden on the main track at Lone Star way back when, but last 2 races have been on the grass. But Jose Ortiz on the 5, Fine Finish, is my pick for today.
All right. Well, we hope he lives up to his name and has a fine finish and finish in front. And fine as well for the race players. In the 9th race, number 5, Fine Finish. The 5, Fine Finish, with Jose Ortiz aboard, is your pick in the 9th at Fairgrounds. And you like the San Francisco 49ers to beat the Rams tonight in the NFL game this evening. We want to remind everybody that when we get back to Southern California racing tomorrow at Los Alamitos, you have a full sheet of handicapping there in Southern California. Yeah, Rich.
I have a quick question. What do you think about Bill Belichick going to the University of North Carolina?
You know, I know he has been a great coach in the NFL, but when you're dealing with kids, it's a little bit different, and it's going to be interesting to see. But if they adhere to what his wisdom and his game plan and all that, if they adhere to that, they're going to be okay. And, you know, with the new portal thing and all that going on, he's going to get a good team going there. They didn't hire him to be a coach to have the same type of record they have now in North Carolina. So they're putting the chips in.
Oh, yeah, the recruiting. I can't wait to see how many kids, 5 stars, line up to play for Bill Belichick.
No question about it. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Al. Good luck, everybody.
Final break coming up, and then we got John and Jerry standing by. I want to know what John Lindo thinks about Bob Baffert having 3 of the 5 horses in the Los Alamitos Futurity. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the Showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th. Plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Thursday show. Now we're going to go out to Southern California, where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. Got a couple of things with that big weather pattern that's going through Northern and Central California. Do you think it's going to hit Southern California this weekend?
We have a very, very slight chance of a little drizzle tonight into tomorrow morning and down here where I live in Carlsbad. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to get anything measurable that's going to make any difference for racing this weekend. We should be in good shape.
All righty. That's the first question. The second one is you were talking about how they were scrambling for entries. How did they do with the entry box since last we talked?
Yeah, they were able to fill both the Friday and the Saturday cards yesterday. So we do have a full card of eight races on Friday, nine races on Saturday. The Los Al Fraternity goes as race eight of nine on Saturday. And the back half of that card is got good field size. So the Saturday card's good.
All right. And unfortunately, some bad news to report. Trainer Eddie Truman has been a mainstay in Southern California for years. And a really nice guy. Eddie Truman passed away on Tuesday evening at the age of 77.
Yeah, he retired earlier this year. What a good guy, Ralph. Just a kind man. He always was on his bicycle. He actually rode from Santa Anita down to Del Mar. So he was did a lot of long rides and was in really good shape. So it was a pretty big shock that he passed away on Wednesday. And my condolences to his family. I know the horsemen were all shocked and we're all pretty sad. Eddie was one of the guys that nobody ever said a bad thing about and a really good horseman. He learned from Bobby Frankel.
Yeah, he's a good horseman. And by the way, he liked to host card parties at his house, too.
Yeah, he was known to play a few cards here and there. Yeah.
Yeah, great guy, great guy. So our condolences and certainly our sympathies go out to the family. A loss in racing, even though he had been retired, still a loss in racing. Well, Los Alamitos Futurity, five horses in the race, three of them Baffert. Going to win another one? I mean, how many of these things has he won in a row?
Well, at least the way things are going, the points will count for something because he's eligible for the Derby next year. I mean, he was winning all these races the last couple of years, and the points kind of just disappeared because those horses weren't eligible to race. So, it has some meaning there. Gaming was the runner-up in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. And, you know, he ran a super race in that he didn't go after his stablemate, Citizen Bull, after Eastern Avenue broke slowly, and that kind of was the race. And he can kind of control things from the rail post in here, flopping and prots in, and he'll be based in Southern California, through the beginning at Keeneland. So he'll be here for the wintertime. Going to be good to see Flavian Pratt riding back in Southern California again.
Yeah, he'll be racing at Santa Anita until April when Keeneland opens, and then moving towards Kentucky and, of course, where the big races are on the first weekend of May at Churchill Downs. And since it is a graded stakes race, he has an opportunity to break the graded stakes race record for 1 year that he now shares with, I think, Jerry Bailey.
Yeah, that's right. And I'd love to see him do it in Southern California. It would be great. He's got a lot of fans out here, and to do it out here locally, that would be a nice thing, not only for him, but for us, a lot of his fans out here in Southern California.
Now, John, we know that each and every week when you start out your handicapping sheets for the week, no matter what track it is, you usually give updates in the jockey trainer standings to give people a little bit idea who's hot and who's not. You have a Linda report today here at the South Point for Gulfstream Park. You have a Gulfstream Park Linda report here today featuring all this stuff that includes the suggested late pick four and all that. And we'll update the jockey trainer standings at Gulfstream real quick.
Well, going into this week, Edgar Zayas is still the leading rider at Gulfstream Park. He's got 12 winners. Arad Ortiz is moving up the board in a hurry since he's come down there. He's got 9 wins. He's tied for second with Edwin Gonzalez. One guy who's struggling since some of these Eastern, the New York guys have come in. Micah Husbands is 0 for his last 18 with his mounts down there at Gulfstream. Uh-huh. As far as the trainers go, Safi Joseph Jr., he's right on top. He's got 9 winners. And then you've got Jose DeAngelo with 7 and Victor Barboza with 5. I would expect Joseph to stay on top there throughout the meet. And favorites for you, Ralph, 38% so far during the Champions Meet at Gulfstream.
Well, you know, that's kind of like just about normal, you know, 38, between 32 and 38%. And when they get up to the 40s and 50s is when I start shrieking, but we'll make it work there. So the Linda Report covering all the races today, a suggested late pick four, and all that goody information available right now only in one place here in the gaming capital of the world. One place. Here in the gaming capital, and it's here at the South Point in the Racebook, free of charge, complimentary, because they love horse players here. Really that simple. And, John, you're going to give me a horse, I would imagine, at Gulfstream today.
Yeah, let's go to race number 5, Ralph. In the 5th race today, number 12, Light Fury, comes into this race very sharp off of 3 straight wins. The last 2 were on Tapita, but he can handle turf just fine. He's got the speed to get out of that outside post and cross and clear. And in his form, I think on the race, he can come back and do it again. 12-1 on the program is a big price. Edwin Gonzalez, the rider, number 12, Light Fury, race number 5, Gulfstream Park.
5th race at Gulfstream, number 12, Light Fury, the 12 in the 5th race. You're talking about Tapita, and there's quite a few Tapita races today, isn't there, at Gulfstream?
Yeah, there are 5 races on the Tapita today. Not my favorite, but, you know, you play the cards you're dealt.
You got it, my man, and... Speaking of playing the cards you dealt, we'll deal you another spot here on tomorrow on the Friday show. And maybe we'll
I'll be ready to go.
Maybe we'll ask you about the Remington stake race, the springboard, now that O'Neill has a horse in the race as well.
I'll take a look at that tonight, and I'll be ready, Ralph.
You got it. Thanks a lot, John, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good luck today.
Let's get out to Jerry Jackowitz real quick. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
And you've got Aqueduct today. You got a sheet for Aqueduct, the Power Pages, of course.
I certainly do.
And they said
it's a little muddy out there.
Yeah, they said it's going to be
muddy. I have a feeling it'll turn to good and fast by the end of the day.
And it's going to be cold there, too, so I don't know, and a little windy. How does the wind affect Aqueduct? Which way does it go? Is it 8 horses down the backstretch or down the home stretch?
During this time of year, I tend to think it goes into their faces down the backstretch. It kind of slows them down in their early fractions. That's typically what I think it is.
Oh, I see. So it will aid them in the home stretch, then, I would imagine.
Yeah, if they have anything left. Yeah, if they feel like running, sure.
Okay. In any case, let's get...
Well, you know, sometimes when you run against the wind, it knocks you out.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, let's... Let's get a horse. Let's get pick at the Aqueduct.
Let's go to the 9th race. We'll go to the outside horse, Sherazando. These are, maiden claimers. And so we have a whole bevy of what you call perennial maidens. But number 11, Sherazando, really looks the best of this lot and actually has nice form coming off of 2 turf races going back to the dirt. And he runs better, I think, on the Aqueduct main track. So maybe that'll help get him home. So it's a tough jockey and a tough trainer combination. So my value line is about 7-2. The horse is 9-2. So watch your price here. Okay. I'll take the 11 over the 1, 2, 4, and 7, reverse 1, 2, 4, and 7 back over the 11. I don't care which one of the ones, the 1 or the 1A, they're both okay to me.
Okay.
It's all about the 11, Sherazando, trying to break his maiden after a lot of attempts.
All right, maiden claimer, 9th race, 6 furlongs. The 11 Scherzando. The 11 Scherzando is your pick to get his diploma today. And you'll take either one of the two in the 1 and 1A entry, and also 2, 4, and 7. So it's the 1s, 2, 4, and 7 as link-ups with the 11 in the ninth and final at Aqueduct. And again, Jerry J's Power Page is for all of Aqueduct today, available at jerryjspowerpage.com. There you have it. All right, Jerry, and that, by the way, is the feature play on your sheet today. But you have some pop-out keys and stars as well on the power page today.
Oh, yeah, we have some excellent plays on the card today. I think Scherzando is okay if we get the 9-2.
Okay. So if we get 9-2, it's a go.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, if it goes to 5-2, I probably won't play.
All right, you got it. So there,
give you an idea.
The value must be there. And sure. Our value is in Jerry saying the last thing on this show, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Jerry, go ahead.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas,
online
at kshp.com.